This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed.
Forget all the misinformation,
because this is the blunt object.
Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself.
This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code. G-Code is, let's just say that if you have your gun, your magazines, your ammunition, everything else you can find at G-Code. Everything. Don't take my word for it. Check them out. Tacticalholsters.com. Up in the land of New Jersey, which is the thought of actually trying to be a gun trainer or any sort of gun guy in New Jersey just takes my spine and twists it into a pretzel just because of the stuff they have to face. And, I know a couple of people up there that are trying to fight the good fight, and I admire them a great deal, and joining me tonight is one of them. His name is Tony Simon. He has been here before. He will be here again. Simon says train, and we're going to talk about the Second Amendment is for everyone. Good afternoon, or evening. Good evening, sir. Yes.
Hey, Bill. It was great speaking to you again. Great being back on.
So, how is these 2A4E everyone working out?
2A4E everyone. 2A4E is working out. The second is for everyone. Is working out really well. We started in 2015, and we've been growing ever since then. This year, we've expanded not only from the Gun for Hire range in Woodland Park, New Jersey, but I'm in discussions with the Sportsman Shop over in East Earl, PA, or Lancaster County, for two events there. And we have other people actually interested in having this spread around the East Coast. So it's working out rather well for a genuine grassroots organization.
So let's talk about a couple of things, just because I don't know what kind of stuff you guys face. Okay. I've had Calandro on the show before, had you on the show before. When you decide to have a class, a shooting class in New Jersey, what kind of hoops do you have to light and then jump through?
Okay. We just had a class Sunday. We had a class on, defensive pistols. So we had to make sure. One, we had a range. That's hard enough. Then you have to find a range that actually allows you to have classes on it and not be either a board member of that range or whatever. It's just really difficult. So we found a range 14 on Fort Dix. We had to rent the room. We had to make sure our students know, do not come to class with your magazines loaded for your pistols, because that's against the law. So your pistol has to be empty. Ammo and pistol have to be in separate locations, separate boxes, separate containers, however you want to put it. Of course, your firearm can't have more than 15 rounds in the magazine. And, to have that pistol, you, of course, have to have a pistol purchase permit and a firearms ID card. Pistol purchase permit is only good for 90 days. Some places you can get an extension, some places you can't. The law says you can, but each police department in the state makes its own rules.
Right.
So those are some of the hoops you have to get to, and then you get to class. And, of course, it's the ridiculousness of the hollow point ammunition. You can have it at the store. You can have it at your home, but you can't travel between the two with it or some silliness like that.
How do you get it from the store to your house?
Oh, they don't care.
Well, I mean, but if you can't have it anywhere but your house or the store.
Yeah.
So you could, I mean, if you have a receipt from being at the shop, does that get you some sort of a, okay, you take it to your house, that's fine, all right. Don't let that happen again, that kind of thing, what?
I mean, really, truly, no one's going to bother you, more than likely. It's just one of those things, it's how it's written. So they can, it's free to interpretation. I think the idea in New Jersey is to just make it inconvenient and dangerous. And many people with good sense will leave it alone. And that's where I came in. I don't have good sense. I came here and discovered I'm from Virginia originally, where we had a lot of freedom when I was growing up in regards to firearms. And then I joined the military. And after I did my time in the Marine Corps, I got out and moved to New Jersey, not knowing how insane the gun laws were here. And my first indication was when I made that phone call, you know, back in the late 80s, early 90s, when you didn't have a PC, you could just pull up New Jersey gun laws.
Right.
So I called it every state between Virginia and New Jersey to find out how do I transport my 1911, you know, to Jersey legally. And the closer I got to Jersey, the more ridiculous the gun laws got. I called each state PD, and by the time I got to Jersey, I was actually laughing out loud because I thought the lady was telling me a joke. It was that bad. In Virginia, your firearm can be on the passenger seat, fully loaded, ready to
right.
go.
Right.
By the time I got to Jersey, it's like, and I had an SUV then, you know, and they were like, your gun has to be in the trunk and your ammo has to be in the glove compartment. I'm like, but I don't have a trunk. Oh, then it has to be locked up in a box secure and your ammo has to be locked in your glove compartment. This is, again, I don't even know if it's written. This was whoever answered the phone at the state police. So I said, you're joking, right? And I laughed. And she went, no, I'm very serious, sir. And I was like, oh, my goodness, I'm in trouble. So that was my first introduction to New Jersey gun law. My second was when I walked into a shop in Jersey, 1994-ish, mm-hmm. and I asked to see a rifle that was behind the counter, and the shop told me I could not touch a firearm in their shop without a firearms ID card. I was like, but legally I could buy a long arm in any state in the union as long as it's legal in this state, but you're telling me I can buy it, but I can't touch it? And they informed me that I can't buy it either because New Jersey has something called a firearms ID card that requires two sponsors.
What?
To write down two people's names as references, and they contact those people to see if it's okay for you to own a firearm. America.
Well, no, I mean, I just kind of ask this. How did you go from Virginia to New Jersey? What is that where you got family there? Or I mean,
yes. Yes. My father lived up here in New Jersey. So I wanted to, you know, reestablish a relationship with my dad as an adult. And I came up and actually started my career as a locksmith in New Jersey because my family owns lots of the shops.
Right.
So that's what I started doing here. And again, being from Virginia, being stationed around the world, I come to New Jersey and I hear about the crime rate in New Jersey and how bad it is. So I want to protect myself. So I brought my 1911 because, again, that's what I was trained at
yeah.
in the Marine Corps. That's what I was comfortable with. So I get here November 1st, 1993, start learning my way around the state. Jersey's bigger than it seems, but I didn't know how the state was laid out. January 1994, they had a person killed in Camden, New Jersey every day for the first 2 to 3 weeks.
Wow.
I had no idea how close or how far Camden was away, but I know one thing. I was carrying my 1911 with me regardless. And I did not care what the state law was. So I was carrying illegally, but I looked at it this way. I was 22 years old. The United States Marine Corps got through the Gulf War without even being stationed in the Gulf. I was not going to show up in New Jersey and get killed by someone who wanted my truck, my shoes, my wallet, or whatever, without me at least having a fighting chance.
Sure.
Wow. That's what got started.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. All right, when we get back, I want to talk about you have become quite the proponent of training, and I like that. I just, I want to talk about how that's put into practice in New Jersey. I know it's done. I know it's done. I know that you and Calandro and quite a few stalwart people up there are doing it, but I also want to get, your take on the political situation up there that you have to face on a daily basis and the very daunting task you guys have of trying to just exist as Second Amendment people. How do they find Tony Simon?
Tony Simon is found at diversityshoot.com if you want to see what we do at 2A4E. And you can look at Simon Says Train on Facebook and Diversity, the Second is for Everyone, also on Facebook.
My guest this hour is Tony Simon. This is Lock and Load.
like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code. I have run G-Codes now for 5 years. I have the original G-Code I ever got. Still use it on a daily basis. It's not a thing of beauty, but it is still quite functional. It is still indestructible. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. supposed to convey hugs and kisses from Dr. John Adine to my guest, Tony Simon. So hugs and kisses, Tony.
Oh, Dr. John is an awesome guy.
Yeah, he is. Do you...
Back.
Okay. I don't know how much I want to be involved in this as a moderator.
Yeah, I feel kind of icky now.
Yeah. Do you actually know anybody in New Jersey that has a concealed carry permit?
A New Jersey concealed carry permit?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Wow. Does Calandro have one?
If I do know them, he probably has one. And I'm just guessing, based on the fact that he owns a business,
right.
And I think you can probably get to at least carry in your business. So maybe he did something with that. I don't know. It's that ridiculous here. There are less than 1,200 concealed carry permits in the state of New Jersey.
And there Kevin Sweeney has one, right? Kevin Sweeney has one, right?
Oh, but of course, you know Sweeney has one. And, yeah. You know, the political hookup.
President of the Senate, Kevin Sweeney. Democrat Kevin Sweeney.
Yeah.
So let me ask you a question, and I'm just curious about this, because I know a lot of guys in California, too. And I'll ask them the same question. And I get the same answer, and I don't expect anything less from you. But, I mean, really, truly, is this ever anything you think you're going to change in your lifetime?
Don't know if I'm going to change it, but I'm going to try.
Yeah.
That's all I have.
I mean, but see, the thing about New Jersey that has always stunned me, New Jersey doesn't even let law enforcement from across the Hudson come across with their guns, do they?
They do, but it's really up to whatever cop you have to deal with when you get across. I mean, it's just that bad. Do not assume just because you're going to flash your badge and go, I have HR, what is it, 218?
Yeah.
I think it is. It makes it legal for them to carry. It does not really make a difference. There are police officers here. There are officers of the law here that do not believe anyone other than the military and police should have a firearm.
Yeah, but that's a police. NYPD coming across. So, but they can't have it in New Jersey. So let's talk about H.R. 38 that is looming on the horizon that is about to have enough votes in the House to pass. And then it'll probably, if they do it right and just say, hey, look, we only need 51 votes for this, could pass the Senate, and then Trump would sign it, and then we have national reciprocity. Would you guys in New Jersey have to go get a Utah non-resident permit to carry?
Depends on how they have it set up. Whether I have, because this is what happened with Pennsylvania. With my Utah, I should be able to carry in Pennsylvania because I have a non-resident Utah. Except their attorney general, before she got locked up, changed the law, the way it's written or interpreted, that if you don't have a concealed carry permit from your home state, then no matter what you have, it's not valid in Pennsylvania. So nothing will stop them from changing that up in New Jersey, saying if you don't have a New Jersey carry permit,
right,
then they won't recognize your national. Unless they have something written into the national law that defeats that.
Right. Well, I mean, you know Shaneen Allen. At least you posed for a picture with Shaneen Allen, that good-looking little gal. Now, Shaneen was just a law-abiding single mom from Pennsylvania who decided to do something to take care of her own self-defense. She got a permit in Pennsylvania. She drove into New Jersey, I guess what, to visit relatives or something, and she got pulled over for whatever reason. And being a law-abiding person, she informed the police officer that she was carrying a gun, and it was like she was in East Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just one. I mean, that's one that caught everybody's attention. There's the guy that's the cable guy that came up there to help out with an emergency of some sort. And I mean, I'm sure this has happened more often than not. Or I've heard the stories about having one single hollow point bullet rolling around your floor pan. It puts me in mind, and it reminds me of East Germany.
Yeah, it's really ridiculous. And I know a lot of people in free states, as people like to say, listen to your show. This is how ridiculous it is. If you have one of the keychain bottle openers that has a bullet on it, a round, a cartridge case with a inert, totally inert projectile in there, but it's a hollow point, you can go to jail in New Jersey. Even if it's hanging from your keychain with a hole drilled through it, you can go to jail in New Jersey for having a hollow point. If you have no firearm on you whatsoever, but you somehow, your 30-round magazine fell out of your range bag and is laying in the middle of your trunk, you're going to jail for 5 years in New Jersey. Welcome to this place. This is what we have to deal with. This is what happens when, as voters, you fall asleep at the wheel.
Well, how many gun owners are in New Jersey?
1 million gun owners. 1 million people that won't vote as a block, that won't get their stuff together and make a change. A 1 million person voting block in a state like New Jersey can change everything, but they won't do it. They won't show up for rallies. We have New Jersey SafeCon, which is like Second Amendment Firearms Educational Conference coming up.
Right.
There will probably be the same 200 to 300 people that showed up at the first two conferences.
Right.
This will be in September in Princeton. Central Jersey as you can possibly get. And people will be too busy. But they'll show up at Giant Stadium in the middle of the winter to see their team play.
Hmm. See, that's the thing that I don't get that. I mean, in California, where they have 9 million gun owners, how many people live in New Jersey? What's the population of New Jersey?
I can't even give you that off the top of my head. I won't even lie.
Well, 1 million is, you know, that's still a pretty good chunk of people. But you are right. They have to organize and everything to make some sort of a change. But
it's like they're not, well, I'm sorry. I just looked it up. As of 2016, 9 million people live here.
So one out of nine owns a gun.
One out of nine.
1,200 permits out of the 1 million gun owners.
Exactly. And the permitting process is ridiculous. Of course, you have to have people, you have to have a reason. Justifiable need, as they call it. So you have to have justifiable need and crime rate, horrible neighborhood, none of that rates. You have to have a direct threat. You have to go, Bob Smith tried to kill me and Bob Smith is on the loose. And they might consider it. Then it has to go through law enforcement. Your chief has to sign off on it. After he has signs off on it, it has to go to a judge, and a judge has to sign off on it.
Wow. Okay. Let me get to the whole. Yeah. Just hang up. Hold on right there, and
yep.
We're going into the break. I'm going to sit back. I'm going to have like a shot of scotch or something. My guest is Tony Simon. Simon Says Train. Second Amendment for everyone. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter in every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code. G-Code is tactical holsters. Tactical holsters is some of the most... there's no way to blow this stuff up. There's no way to claim on the warranty because it's just that tough. Holsters, magazine carriage, chest rigs, belt setups, assaulter belts, whatever you need, they got it. They got it in quantity. G-Code is the choice of a lot of very high-level tactical operators out there just because it is that unbreakable. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour is Tony Simon. Of Simon Says Train, of Simon lives in New Jersey despite people like Bill Frady not wanting him to and stuff like that. When do you guys have a compliant AR-15? Does it have to comply with New Jersey standards?
Our AR-15s, yeah, have to comply with New Jersey standards, which is pretty much the old school assault ban. That's it. If you have a muzzle device, it has to be pinned and welded. You can't. They don't want you to have a bayonet lug because ever since Washington crossed the Delaware, I guess. Trenton politicians have been nervous about bayonets.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can still have a pistol grip. We can still have detachable magazines. We're just limited to the 15 rounds that the magazines hold.
Right.
So, I mean, a little Stockholm syndrome, we're luckier than some. We're better off than New York and California, but not by much.
Yeah.
And but with the new politician coming in, we're probably in deep, deep doo-doo. With this new guy who's pretty much sainted to win the election.
For governor.
Murphy. Yeah, for the gubernatorial election coming up in November. The right people have been paid. The right people dropped out and decided not to run. So now pretty much you're gunned to have this guy, Phil Murphy, who was another Wall Street guy from darn, Goldman Sachs. So he's another one just like Corzine was, and he just ran this place in the gutter, and here comes Corzine 2.0. And he's already talking about he's going to stop gun violence, you know, because the CFO of Goldman Sachs, he knows about that.
Well, you know, I know they don't pay any attention. You know, some guys that I know in the NRA tonight and Sean Maloney, they were going to go to New Jersey and try to unseat or recall Kevin Sweeney. I don't know exactly what that would have done because he's one of however many he is. And as far as I can tell, that did not go anywhere.
The great thing about Tim Knight was I was there with him. We did the recall together. Yeah, Steve Sweeney. We were out there right after a major weather event. It had ripped down power lines. It was still raining. People weren't home. We were knocking on doors. The power was out on the entire street, but we put in work the entire day to get signatures. And there were people actually frightened of the political machine. There were people that refused. They agreed with everything we said about Sweeney, but they refused because they knew they'd get retaliated against. Even the venue that was booked months in advance, the last day, one day before the event, said we couldn't have the event there because they were bullied that badly. Luckily, they had a backup plan, but we were able to rent a place hours before, and we had to get out before the end of the day because they had a wedding planned. So when we came back to turn in the paperwork, it was under the awning of a convenience store next door to the venue. That's where we turned in our paperwork. That's how bad it is in Jersey with political graft and corruption.
Yeah.
So as a voter, what I do with the second is for everyone is just bring more people in, make them aware of what's going on.
Right.
You know, regardless of race, that's the only way the Second Amendment is going to grow. It can't be. It's not that narrative that the mainstream media tries to play off that, you know, all gun owners are racist white guys that hates anyone who's not a racist white guy. That's a lie. So what I do is gather together real gun owners. So far it's been at Anthony Colangelo's Gun for Hire in Woodland Park, and we get anyone who wants to come out and interested in firing a gun, any interest whatsoever in the Second Amendment. Even if you're an anti-gunner and you just want to see what this is about, we freely invite you out. We have food, we have prizes, we have guns, we have Second Amendment people who actually run groups in the state. We have the NRA, ILA actually send a representative down almost every meeting. And we talk to you and tell you what we do. We'll help you do your paperwork to get your pistol purchase permit or your firearms ID card. We'll introduce you to real gun owners. We'll have you shoot over 200 rental guns that day. Anthony Colangelo has it free to anyone attending my meeting. Also, we have our guns. Henry has donated a couple of lever axes, a Golden Boy 22, so I can introduce people to firearms. A Glock 19 I have. We introduce people to guns in a safe manner with a bunch of firearms instructors, with a bunch of good people. And it's like 3 hours for all a grand total of $10. Eating food, winning prizes, shooting guns, meeting new friends, $10. Just to get someone interested in firearms as a hobby or even as your civil right.
Right. Now, I've seen pictures of you and your group getting out there and kitting up and going out with rifles and everything else. How difficult is that to put a training exercise like that together?
Okay, I'll go ahead and say I'm 100% lucky for Anthony Colangelo because he was 100% behind this. I went to him as a trainer. I became a trainer through Anthony. He was my TC or training counselor for NRA rifle, pistol, and shotgun. I took them all through him. He's always interested in reaching out and helping people out, especially to get more people in the Second Amendment. So, truthfully, I had no problem being there and getting him to support us. I think I contacted him the second day of February. By February 9th, we had an event. But when it comes to other ranges, they're nervous. What's going on? What are we doing here? I've approached multiple ranges in the state, and they're not sure about what we're doing because I do it at a reduced price. My whole thing is to get as many people in as possible for at least money as possible.
Right.
Especially in Jersey with a closeted gun owner. You might have one gun guy at work, but people always ask you stuff, maybe in this bathroom, maybe at the cafeteria, at the water cooler. For $10, I can bring six people. in New Jersey, $60 out for six people, food, prizes, and shooting guns all night. You can't beat that with a stick. And now I've exposed a bunch of new people to firearms industry, and they learn that gun owners aren't whack jobs. They're just great people just like everyone else, and a gun is not a scary thing that will snatch your soul and kill the baby. It's just a tool that you have to treat with respect. All that happens on one night every other month here in Jersey at Gun for Hire Range.
Well,
that's what we do.
In the final segment, when we come up, I want everybody to think of all of us as Radio Free America. There's a way we can help Tony with his outreach program that he's gotten on. And trust me when I tell you, everything that he's doing, when he gets out there and says gender doesn't matter, race doesn't matter, that's the McCoy. That's bona fide. That is absolutely 100% of the truth. Tony is a very well-recognized gun guy. Every time he's at the NRA meetups and everything else, everybody knows him. He's got the reputation, but you guys can help him. And when we come back after the next segment, or when we come back after this break, I'm going to let him tell you, and I encourage you to do it, because that's one of those states that needs to go red in the biggest way. We don't need to have a state where somebody like Carol Bound can get killed in her driveway just because the bureaucracy did not react. Especially when you got Tony, Anthony Calandro, all these other guys that are out there more than willing to help her out. But when the state is in the way, well, it doesn't matter what their intentions are. The state's in the way and they're having to fight on a multiple front. We should help him. That when we get back. My guess is Tony Simon. Simon Says Train. This is Lock and Load.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith, Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
All right. It's almost like a sad story. Except for the who's telling the story. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code. Everything you need, except for the guns, magazines, ammunition, you can find it at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour is Tony Simon of Simon Says Train. Second Amendment is for everyone. Trying to reach out to all kinds of people, no matter what they look like, no matter where they come from, no matter what they think, to get them to try to shoot a gun. That's not free, is it?
No, it's not free. not at all. I go all over the place trying to promote this, trying to make it better, try to get sponsors for it, and I've been successful some. Again, Henry donated a couple of firearms. I've got my own guns that I let people use. But ammo, I have not found anyone to give me that, so I have to buy that. That's expensive. Prizes.
Right.
Purchase a lot of those. Some are donations, some aren't. So I purchase those. Food. It's about $150 every event. So it just adds up. We do a little raffle. So we get some money from that, but all of that gets rolled back into the next event. This is all a hobby. This is not a charity yet. That's what I'm working on this year because I've been doing this since 2015 out of my own pocket, using overtime and tax returns. That's what I've been doing. So I've been going to NRA. I've been going to the Great American Outdoor Show in Pennsylvania and just trying to make inroads in the industry to help us out. And that's been working out. Okay, but now it's to the point I'm going to ask for help. So I put a donate button on diversityshoot.com, and then we started selling T-shirts. It's only going to be until the end of August that we're going to sell these shirts. It's limited time only. If you go to diversityshoot.com and click on it, it's a T-shirt that actually has our logo on the front, and it has pretty much our mission kind of on the back in a tongue-in-cheek kind of way. I don't have firearms as logos. I really want this to be not so much gray man, but not in your face. I want people to actually start a conversation with this shirt without any animosity. You can actually talk to people about the Second Amendment if you don't go in with an in-your-face AR-15 bow. Some people just have a bad reaction to it. Even some of our shooters that come who've never shot a gun before, their reaction to an AR-15, if it wasn't so sad, would be comical. Like, there's fear there based on what they saw on television about what this rifle is. So we introduced them with, I usually start them off with a 10/22, or again, this Golden Boy was a boon. I'm telling you, this Henry Golden Boy is really cool because it's a really good looking lever action 22. So it's not intimidating. We have one of my guys, Alan Wong, he shows up with a Tommy gun from Car Arms, or Thompson. So everybody sees it and recognizes it. And again, very low intimidation level because they've seen it used by good guys in every movie since the 40s. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But this stuff gets expensive. I give ammo away to veteran shooters that come in and, you know, event to multiple events. So I give them ammo because I know it's expensive for them too. I had my friend Orlando Martinez come in with an M1A Scout in 308. He burns through like a couple of hundred rounds of 308 every event.
Right.
You have to help somebody out like that. The guy's a retired postal worker, but he says it's really important to him to introduce new people to firearms, and he's happy to do it. But, you know, it gets expensive, so I'm finally asking for help, and I try to give something back by giving one of the quality T-shirts we have. It's $25, including shipping. A lot of people went, wow, that's a little steep for a T-shirt. And I'm like, it's a T-shirt, and it's a donation. This is split between myself and the guy who makes the shirts for us. So pretty much I make about $7, $7 to $10 a shirt. Depends on how big. Oh, and they go up to 6X because I'm a big boy and I couldn't.
Yes, you know, that's one thing I was going to say. That, you know, one thing just irritates me to no end. I look out at somebody like Cry Precision or any of these tactical apparel companies and you'll say, combat shirts. You know, did they have combat shirts when you were in the Marine Corps?
No, they didn't.
See, I think that's one of the greatest innovations out there. They're all cut for somebody that's about the size I was when I was 14.
Yeah. Uh-huh. There's no clothing for anybody who's, let's just say, bigger boned. As an April Fool's joke, I wrote up and posted that I was going to start our own big man's tactical clothing line. Instead of 5'11", it was going to be called 10/22 for the plus size guy.
Well, that's not a bad idea. I mean, I have asked that question of a couple of guys that I've approached before. And, you know, for people like me and you that were in the military at a certain time, we're not like that now, but we still want to practice the skill set. We still want to have the new stuff, and we're probably in the demographic that can actually afford it, and they don't make it in our size.
Exactly. So, you know, it's funny when they go, they have large size pants and they go up to 38 and that's their large. I'm like, what? What? That's not large.
All right. How can people contact you and get you, help you out besides the T-shirt? The website is Diversity Shooter, DiversityShoot.com. T-shirt's a good looking T-shirt.
Thank you, sir.
A good looking T-shirt. I like actually, the T-shirt. I like the logo.
I wore them. Thank you, sir. That actually was done by Hunter of Design, who also helped design stuff for Patriot Patch Company. So I was lucky with that because we do a show together on the Firearms Radio Network called Gun and Gear Review Podcast, and I was just lucky. I was able to wear this doing NRA, so I wore it the entire time, and I actually got interviewed by Cam Edwards because he recognized me from when he came up to New Jersey SafeCon last year.
Right.
So I was lucky there. But you can reach me on diversityshoot.com if you want to take some of our classes. I have them posted on Simon Says Train. That's both on Instagram and Facebook. We have a bunch of cool classes come up because I decided with my partner, Sean from Black Bag Resources, to diversify, not just gun classes. We have active shooter, civilian response to active shooter, which in Jersey, of course, does not have a firearm in it, except by the bad guy. We have medical classes to teach you how to take care of yourself if you're in an active shooter situation. We have hand-to-hand, not hand-to-hand combat, but like force-on-force classes going at Fort Dix. We have a diverse batch of training at a low price. And I'm talking about a $100 price point for quality training in New Jersey, done by an emergency room physician. We also have active law enforcement. And we have myself and my partner, Sean, who are both certified NRA instructors with years of training behind us. And the price is pretty much around $100 or less for every class.
See, that's crazy because most of the time if you go to a class, just on ammo alone, let's see, it's a like for a 9mm self-defense pistol class, you're looking at $200-$250. That's just for the ammo. That's not counting for what it costs to pay for the class, travel, all that other stuff. So that is quite the value.
Yeah, Sunday's class was defensive pistol shoot, move, clearing stoppages, doing all that, focus shooting, and it was $100, and it was 300 rounds, and it went from 10 till about 4 o'clock, 10 in the morning to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You get a lot of value. You just have to take advantage of it. Gun people often talk about guns, but they don't really talk about training that much. Get training, because sometimes you don't know what you don't know.
You don't know what
you don't
know.
This may save your life.
You can reach him on email, tony@diversityshoot.com. You can find the website, diversityshoot.com. If you got $5, $10, if you don't want to buy a T-shirt, but you want to help, give him $5, $10. There's no he's out there training everybody. That's the thing. That's the key thing. Everybody. You look at a picture of his class, it's like the diversity fantasy. Hispanics, Black Americans, White Americans, you know, male, female, everybody. They're there at his class. And Tony is a stickler for training. You're enabling the most noble of causes in the state that needs the most help.
You have
all of this, all of this stuff will be in the show notes in the podcast portion of it, by the way.
Awesome.
Tony, I'm about to flip into the next hour, and we will talk soon.
All right. Thanks a lot, Bill. I really appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I may need to go get me a T-shirt, I think. Coming up next, we're going to be talking to Yehuda Reamer, who has written a book called Safety On, about introducing your children to firearms. That when we get back, this is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care. I beg my pops for all the thoughts and all the wisdom he shared.
What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc., an AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.